Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before our Heavenly King in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to rejoice, to be glad, and to go and vote in it. Father, we thank you, O God, for how you have brought us all together in our right minds, O God. Soundness, Lord, with a full activity of our limbs. We thank you this morning, Lord, for the freedom, Lord, that we now experience. Father, we thank and praise you for the two women of God who have called us together here on this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. Father, we ask right now for traveling grace and mercy for Dr. P.K. Oh, Lord, that you would just continue to touch your body from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. And Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you will continue to give her the rest that she needs, that you send along laborers along her way, oh God, to hold her up, oh God. Father, she is just so amazing. And so we ask you bless these two ladies, women of God, immensely. Father, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring the word. We thank you for the De Leon family, Lord, for the reason that we are already here today. Continue to bless them. Continue to shower them with favor, Lord, and encourage them along the way. Father, we thank you for our speaker. We thank you for the word that's going to go forth. We thank you that it will go forth with clarity in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we do thank you for our mother, Oliver, 103 years young, and our mother, Josie. Bless these two women of God, indeed, in the name of Jesus, our matriarchs, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, as I said earlier, for the opportunity to vote. And, Father, we ask that you encourage us to take somebody with us, Lord, because this is a crucial, crucial election season. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I said, go out to vote. If you haven't voted already, take somebody to vote. Encourage somebody to vote because this vote is crucial. Your vote is crucial. God bless you. I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning. No, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, calling from Snellville, Georgia, and I would love to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13. And that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all messages have been archived on the site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Willa did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or share a word from the Lord. You might even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company now called Artist Life, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And we are now called, we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 712 770-4005 with the PIN number 294617 pound. The bypass number, if you need the bypass number to have the call free of charge, is 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday on that call. And our speaker for today is our very own Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell. We affectionately call her our Mississippi Queen, and she is a loving wife, mother, and grandmother. And Minister Brenda's favorite words are God is faithful, and she is also our Prayer General here on the Master's Call and a member of Victory International Christian Center. Minister Brenda is also an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. She is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. Minister Brenda, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for telling everybody with that great introduction of who God is, first of all, in me. And thank you for being the blessing that you are to the masses. You definitely intrigue us with the love of the Lord in your heart, and we give God glory for your service here on the Master's Call, and give Gracie and your daughter a big hug for us. We miss our other greeter. And also, I want to say thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. You're such a blessing. And when I got on the call and you said, go vote, I say, yes, Lord. The word has to be spread this day that we must go out and vote. Thank you for the love of the Lord dwelling in your heart and just seating it, greeting everyone with such joy. And I just can't let this time go by without saying thank you to our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You guys said yes. Our mother eagle, who I tell you, she's always on point, getting everybody in intact and letting us know that God is faithful through this call. And, my heart is somewhat heavy because we do have people out there that still think it's not necessary to vote. And just like Minister Willa said, our forefathers and our parents, our great-great-great-great parents, grandparents, and these people went through some changes, and we definitely need to take the time and say, you know what, we have it really good. We have it somewhat too good, and we should take this time and honor them and go out and vote. We really should. I'm going to speak with you shortly this morning about just believe. Let's pray. Oh, holy, gracious Father, we thank you for your fresh anointing this morning. Lord, you woke us up this morning, having us put our minds on you, the author, the finisher of our faith. We glorify you, Father, because your word has really settled in our minds, our spirit, man, and in our souls, Lord God, that you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, Father, that you have strengthened us and kept us to this day. And, Lord God, we're asking that you be glorified. Nobody but you, Father, you be glorified. We thank you, Lord, that you'll take this vessel and use it to your honor and to your glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are our strength, and our Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. Yes, I want to speak with you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning a little bit about just believe, just believe. You know, John 14:11 said, just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. This is Jesus speaking. Or at least, he said, believe because of the work you have seen me do. The work you have seen me do. Now, the thing that we're talking about is that we can go into our everyday lives, every day, and see the manifestation of God's glory. We can see the manifestation of his love. We can see the manifestation of his awesomeness. But yet, we don't believe. It's simple enough, we should think. The work of the new covenant is simply to believe God and him whom he has sent, namely Jesus. Easy, right? Well, it seems like not always. Believing is not just saying that you believe. Believing really believes without doubting. And God is the judge of it. So he knows. He looks down into our hearts where the believing is actually done. We can go to church every day, and we can praise the Lord and shout hallelujah. Yes, we believe. But surely, truly, when things come up in our lives, do we really believe in God's word? I assure you, if anyone says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all the things you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. That's according to Mark 11:23-24. Speak to the mountain. Believe that you can move that mountain. Know that the Father is living on the inside of you. Jesus himself said, I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. And the very works that I do, guess what? I'm doing them through you. Have you ever been in the middle of prayer asking God to heal and restore someone? 10 minutes later, someone speaks, the doctor said, this doesn't look so good. Then everybody's agreeing to that statement. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. James 1:6-7 says, it states that, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. I didn't say it, people. This is the word of God. James 1:6-7. Read it. We should be a church standing on the word of God, boldly expressing what Jesus has said in his word and what it how it lies in our hearts and our minds and our spirit. And when we speak, things should shake. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, just believe the fact that Jesus alone is the Son of God who died, and he was buried on, and then he rose up on the third day morning with all power, not some of it, all power in his hands. And then that same spirit that rose Jesus up from the dead lives within all the believers. And he says he's steady prompting us and showing us and intriguing us and telling us all you got to do is speak to that mountain. I'm here to instruct you that you have the power that Jesus has given you. It's not your power alone. It's the power that Jesus has given you. So why do we worry? Why do we stress ourselves out? Why do we think that everything needs to be in our control? Why do we walk around thinking that we're helpless? Why is it? Because we start believing what others say rather than what the word says. So that leads us. How often are we in the Word? Are we meditating on His Word day and night? Being like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in His season. This is what God wants us to be. He said, just believe that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He said the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. When two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, we speak and we decree, we declare. Oh, yes, Dr. Vanessa, I thought you were going to preach my message yesterday. We declare in the atmosphere that we are more than conquerors. We say what God says. We have the authority to speak over our bodies as well as others when they're having health challenges. God truly watches over His Word to perform it. He said, you speak my word and watch me work. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. You speak His word and He said, and watch me work. Just believe the fact that Jesus came and that He came to for you and I to have a full, abundant life. That's what He told us in John 10:10. He said, yeah, the enemy is out there doing his thing. He's out there robbing, killing, destroying, and torturing. But I came that you have life, and then you have it in the full. You have it in the abundance. You have it to the utmost. You are a child of the King. Speak to that mountain. Tell the devil where to go. He's defeated. Let him know that he has no jurisdiction in anything that concerns you. Anything that is stealing your joy, anything that is stealing your peace, anything that is stealing your love for others, it's the enemy. And you got to put him under your feet. See, subsequently, we must nip all of this in the bud. God has already made us more than conquerors. Therefore, you see, it shouldn't be a problem for all of us to be a part of the I Won't Complain campaign this month, which the Lord directed our sister Tiffany with, because, you see, complaining is letting God know that he's not fulfilling His word. That's really what we're doing. But since we won't complain, when we just believe and declare God's word over situations rather than complain, it becomes a lifestyle. So if we could start doing it this month, yes, it can become a lifestyle. And then while I'm thinking on that, let me just share with you. My mother, who had a stroke in 1969 at the age of 47, she was confined to the bed where she could not walk. She could not talk. I say could not talk. I rephrase that. She could talk, but you could barely understand. You had the strength to really understand all that she was saying. But she worked on it. She worked on it till we could understand what she was saying. But it was a massive stroke. But the thing about it, we had to feed her. We had to do everything for her. And she was in this condition for 29 years. And it amazed me that she didn't complain. She was thankful. She was always joyful. She was always encouraging. She was always telling people, it's good. Have a wonderful day. She always smiled. She always watched her football. She always loved her family and enjoyed being around them. She didn't complain. 29 years. And then we have a few little issues and situations, and we want to complain, Lord, why me? Just believe. And I believe God had given her that peace to let her know that I'm still with you in the midst of this situation. Allow me to work through you. And she did. Because even at her funeral, I was consoling the very people that were taking care of her in the nursing home. They said, this woman always said, thank you. I appreciate you. They loved her. They really took care of her because she allowed God to use her in that predicament. And when we believe that God will take any situation and use it for his glory and even for our good when we can't see it, we got to believe that he is faithful through it all. So just believe the fact, my brothers and sisters, that through our trials, through our tribulations in this world, that we can be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So when we pray, we must and we should believe that we already have it. We have it. We speak it. We declare it. We got to thank God for it. And, you know, and it's amazing. When we pray, we say, Lord, you know, we come against every force that may attack us with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And then in the midst of it, say, thank you, Lord, for doing it. Hallelujah, it's done. Because we believe it in our hearts that it is done. He said, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 18:18. See, God is not a man that he should lie. His word goes forth. It never, ever, ever, ever returns void. He's been taught, we've been taught, a lot of religious ways that, with thoughts of being religiously correct. And however, those ways have kept us in bondage. When Jesus has already set us free, we don't have to accept what the enemy hands out to us. Just believe that God made you and I heirs. He made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. And that we do have the right to the tree of life. And in all honesty, no, we really didn't deserve it. But his love conquered all. Can I say that again? His love conquered all. The key word is love. The key word is love. When we believe, we'll believe in love. You see, God showed Joseph a dream in his dream, a part of his destiny, and however the enemy attempted in several instances to crush his spirit. And may I add, he used people that were very close to him, even his own family members. And this is where I have to insert the fact that we must not look at people. We can't look at people. Look to Jesus. He is the faithful one. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. He is the head of the church. Jesus believed that the setbacks in life are straight setups. And I say Jesus believed, he knew. But you and I, we've got to believe, just believe that the setups in life are straight setups. Setbacks in life are straight setups in to advance us into our next dimension. Once we realize that it is in Jesus, in him, that we live, we move, and have our being, and then loving the enemies, it becomes so essential. What God promised, what has God promised you? What has he told you what your next assignment is? What assignment has he given you to move to your destiny? Are you allowing the naysayers to place you in a stagnant position? I hope not. We got to believe that he is the one that's directing us. He is the one that's teaching us. He is the one that's strengthening us and keeping us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on him. And through it all, we can count it all joy. We can realize and know without a shadow of a doubt that we are victorious. You know, like the Shunammite woman, y'all know I got to talk about this lady real quick. She just believed and declared that it is well, even with a lifeless son in her arms. It is well. And guess what? It is well. It is well because we've already been declared victorious in Jesus Christ. Sin and death has been conquered by the blood of the Lamb. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, 56, and 57, those things have been conquered. He said, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is your victory? And we say, thanks be to God who has already given us the victory through Christ Jesus. So, on this day to vote in midterm election, it is vital that we can believe that things will be changed, that the situation will not remain the same, because we will take action on our belief. We will go vote. We will go out to the polls and speak what we know should be right in our households, in our communities, in our cities, and in this country. We have that right. The Lord says, I have overcome the world. Now, it's up to us to just believe, go act on it, and know that we are victorious in him. Just believe. Act on that belief. Speak that belief in our everyday lives, because we are more than conquerors. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that encouraging word. Just believe, and we know that our God is faithful. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room.
I have a prayer request.
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Abba, and we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are rejoicing, and we are so glad in it. Thank you for your anointed speaker today, Minister Brenda Terrell, and the encouragement you gave us through her. Pour back virtue and wonderful Jesus joy-filled blessings into overflow over her life and her entire family and community surrounding her. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and that we get to vote and have the rights of this land that you have given us. And we vote for you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful work of healing over our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Brother Lester and Minister Brenda's nephew and niece. We lift up our shouts of praises to you. We lift up our bereaving families to you. Pastor Lavana Lewis and her family with the homegoing of her cousin, and all of the TMC prayer requests. Continue to send them your Holy Spirit help in every area needed. Thank you for Minister Robin, that she comes boldly to the throne room in prayer, like you said that we could, on behalf of her family and community. Now, Lord, answer her prayer request and show her your glory, King Jesus. Lord, we lift up Daryl Jarrett to you, and we trust you with his healing and full recovery of what he suffered yesterday. Thank you that Daryl Jarrett will declare the mighty works of you, Lord, in the land of the living, his daughter and family and everyone around him, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your comfort and wisdom. Your kingdom and your glory and your power come, King Jesus, here on earth as you have it in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next at 712-770-4005 with the PIN number of 294-617-POUND. Again, today is Presidential Tuesday. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Brenda, once again for that powerful message this morning Will you close us with a benediction?
Yes, I will. Thank you again, Minister Rebecca, and amen, Minister Gracie. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord, thanking him for this wonderful day. Glory to your name. Lord, we thank you that you have given us this privilege, this opportunity to first honor and glorify you and to realize, Father, that we have the right to the tree of life. We will vote today, Lord God, and we will give your name glory and honor in all that we do this day and the days to come. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love you all. Have a wonderful day.